Welcome to Shom Achshav and Daf. Shir sponsored by Nishmas Arbi Akvashom Le'ab Asitzchok. We're holding Rosh Hashanah Daf Chozayin. The Gemara in Amud Aleph, when he speaks about the Shofar and the Chatzotzers that were blowing together, the Gemara asks, we cannot hear Trei Koilos, you can't hear two voices. How do we know that? The Gemara brings a Braisa that says, Zachor v'shomor b'dibur echod nemru. Meaning, the Dibros and Aseres HaDibros, we have two sets of Aseres HaDibros written in the Torah. One in Parshas Yisro and one in Parshas Vayeschanan. In Parshas Yisro it says, Zocher Yisro Mashav HaZakachar. And in Parshas Vayeschanan it says, Shomer Yisro Mashav HaZakachar. They both were said together in one shot. And the Gemara says, what does the Braisa say? Something that, Eina Pei Chol Adaber Ve'eina Oizan Yichol Lishmoya. That's something that the mouth cannot say and the ear cannot listen. And that was a special nace that happened over here. And the Gemara goes on to the sugya to explain why shofar and chatzotzer you could hear. This braisa is brought down only twice in Shas. Once over here in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chof Zayin, and once in Masechet Shavuos Daf Chof Amud Beis. And the Gemara in Shavuos adds that what's the reason the zocher v'shomer b'dibur echod nemru? In order to teach me that a woman is chayav with kiddush. How do you know a woman is chayav with kiddush? The Gemara told us in Brachas that kol sheyeshnu b'shmir yeshnu b'schira. Meaning, anyone who has to keep the loisases of Shabbos has to keep the mitzvahs esef Shabbos. How do you know that? Zocher v'shomer b'dibur echod nemru. That's how you know that a woman is chayav in kiddush. And this begs the simple question: you need to have such a great miracle, zocher v'shomer b'dibur echod, something that, as the Gemara tells us over here, the ear cannot listen, the mouth cannot say, just to teach you that a woman is chayav in kiddush? Couldn't the Torah just do easily, just say that women are chayav b'kiddush? Why do you need to do it this way? So to answer this, let's introduce over here the Maharal in Tiferes Yisrael. He comes to explain what is Zocher v'shomer b'dibur echod nemru. Says the Maharal, if you look at the Zocher pasuk, it says over there Zocher v'shomer b'dibur echod nemru. Why? Shem created the world in 6 days. And he rested on the seventh day. That's what it says in Zocher. So remember Shabbos because HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested on Shabbos. When you look in the pasuk in Parshas Vayeschanan, there it says, Shomer Yisrael Shabbos HaKatzoy, and there it says, Zochartu Kever Deyisu Be'eretz Yisrael. Remember, you were a slave in Eretz Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu took you out of Eretz Yisrael. Something else to remember. Why are we changing the two? Says the Maharal, the deepest Rishoners, the ones that are written in Parshas Yisrael, speaks from the standpoint of the Shabbos, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the Shabbos of the world? The Shabbos of the world is to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did Shabbos. The one in Parshas Vayeschanan refers in the eyes of Am Yisrael. What is Am Yisrael? Am Yisrael belongs to Shabbos because they were in Yetzias Mitzrayim, they came out, they were complete the same way the world is complete with Shabbos. And the Maharal goes on to explain based on the Medrash, because the Medrash tells us that every one of the days of the week had a pair. The 6 days of the week, each one was pairs. And Shabbos was the only one that did not have a benzuk, did not have a pair. So Shabbos came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, asked for a pair, said HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Shabbos, Yisrael ye benzukuch, that your benzuk will be Am Yisrael. And to understand this a little bit more, the Vilna Gaon says that the simple understanding in the Medrash is that what's the pair of Sunday is Monday, what's the pair of Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday and Friday are pairs as well. Says the Gaon, that's not the Pshat. The Pshat is like this. Sunday is the pair of Wednesday. Why? Because Sunday, what was created on Sunday? On Sunday was created the light and darkness. Wednesday is when you comes to fruition with the sun and the moon. The sun brings the light, the moon belongs to the darkness. On Monday, what was created is the Shemaim. You have the Rekia. And that, what's the pier of Monday? The pier of Monday is Thursday, because on Thursday you have the Oif HaShemayim, the birds that belong to Shemayim. And then what was created on Tuesday was the land. On the pier of Tuesday is Friday, where Adam and animal were created to walk on the land. Meaning the pier is always the result. That's the Nekeva. The Zachar is the idea, is the thought. What's the master plan? And the one who brings it to fruition is the Nekeva. So the Sunday that comes out Lamaisa with a Wednesday, Monday with a Thursday, Tuesday with a Friday. So now it comes out, what's the pair of Shabbos? Says the Medrash, the pair of Shabbos is Yisrael. Yisrael bring to fruition the Gedusha of Shabbos. Says the Maharal, these are the two Dibros Zocher Shomer Shabbos Akatsha refers to the Shabbos side of the pier. And the Shomer Shabbos Akatsha refers to the Amisol part of the pier. Zocher Shomer B'dibur Echad Nemru, because Shabbos and Amisol are a pier, so they have to be set together. That's the reason it's brought together. The two pachinas that we have in Shabbos. And you mainly with this we can understand that that's why Dafka here, you learn that a woman are Chayav B'Kiddush. Because in this place where the Zocher and the Cave are equated, Shabbos and Yisrael are brought together as one, also here we equate the woman to a man. The same way a man is Chayav B'Kiddush, a woman is Chayav B'Kiddush. It's not only for that, it's just here is the concept that you have the Ben Zug, the full completion of a Zug of a pair. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.